Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm commenting on the decision of the Oxford Union Society, that's the Debating Society of Oxford University, that voted yesterday night that to pass the motion, this House believes that Israel is a greater threat to peace than Iran. It's an uncontroversial statement of fact. It's perhaps surprising there should be a debate about it at all. But the outcome was even more decisive than it anticipated, because they was passed by quite a big margin. And there's a motion last year about this House believes that Israel's an apartheid state responsible for genocide, and that was passed by a thumping majority of 278 votes to 59. Where you have to obviously consider the evidence that Israel's illegally occupying Syria, Lebanon, and Palestine. Now, I know those who claim that Palestine is not a sovereign state, even though it's recognized by, is it 140 sovereign states, almost as many as Israel. And at times, more countries have recognized Palestine than Israel. But there's no question that Syria is a sovereign state, and so is Lebanon. Even Israel recognizes Syria and Lebanon. And yet, it's still illegally occupying some of their land. They invaded even further into Syria last year, and yet Israel will jealously guard its own sovereignty. And when its actions are often in defense, it will say, "Oh no, butt out. This is our private matter." So you mustn't assert sovereignty whilst denying sovereignty. And Israel has launched attacks on Qatar, on Iran, on Tunisia, and so on. Qatar, which is not at war against Israel, not taking any hostile action against Israel. And yes, they host a Hamas office and has facilitated negotiations between Hamas and the State of Israel. Tunisia, likewise, has not taken any offensive action against Israel for decades. And yet Israel launches the unprovoked attacks on them, these attacks on Iran, and goodness knows who else. They've misused British passports to carry out murders in the United Arab Emirates. The United Kingdom, a friendly country towards Israel, and that's how you get treated. If you're cooperative with them, you'll get slapped in the face, and there'll never be an apology. They cloned Irish passports as part of this murder plot, and so forth. So they will break international law willy-nilly. When has Iran misused other nations' passports to do that? Never, to my knowledge. Certainly not Irish ones, certainly not British ones, even though the United Kingdom is fairly hostile towards Iran. Now, this didn't say that the Islamic Republic of Iran poses no threat to world peace. It does pose some, but it's not as severe as that of Israel. So the state of Israel is a nuclear weapon state. They will not even tell the truth about that. Iran tells the truth about that it doesn't have any nuclear weapons. United Nations inspectors have been on very, very extensive inspections and repeatedly signed off on that Iran deal, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, confirming that Iran was not attempting to develop nuclear weapons. Israel has never cooperated with any level of inspection, even remotely approaching that, and so on, and refuses to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, as in they'd be willing to sell nuclear weapons to any countries that are hostile to the United States or the United Kingdom, the countries which are supposedly most amicable with Israel, and so forth. So yeah, there's the Greater Israel Project. Some Israeli politicians are very, very open about their desire to annex Gaza totally, to keep some of them as a helot class, to kick them out, and so on, to take even more of Lebanon or Syria. Are they going to go all the way to Iraq? Because the Bible said they started about the Tigris and Euphrates, to take Egypt, and so on. So it's an ultra-aggressive, predatory state. So there's no question that is a grave danger to world peace. And the mass murder of 70,000 Palestinian civilians has obviously enraged people with any moral decency, which is not to say Hamas has never murdered civilians. It has. It has deliberately killed civilians. But the scale of its crimes pale into insignificance in comparison to what Israel has done. Yeah, Hamas has done some horrific things, but that's negligible compared to the scale of the crimes against humanity perpetrated by Tel Aviv, especially when you consider that the Israelis are always bragging they've got state-of-the-art military technology with pinpoint accuracy. So when they kill someone, it's no mistake. They did it on purpose. And Hamas doesn't have this, and so on. So now I know Israel treats its gay community much better and women much better and all sorts of things like that. And that is laudable and is a fairly free press and has free elections obviously not for Palestinians, illegally occupied on the West Bank. They don't get to vote for the that actually governs them. We know the Palestinian Authority is toothless, whereas Iran, it's true, and domestically is more oppressive. That the Council of Guardian vets candidates, only candidates who are kind of pro-regime are allowed to stand. They're all kind of shades of the same color. The kind of thing you see coming in Western European countries, where so people are going to be so-called extreme and trying to prevent them organizing of having a political party, be criminalized for that, or speaking in public. And they've got unfair trials in Iran. A lot of people were executed on flimsy evidence. Women have to wear hijabs. Increasingly, they get away with it these days. Homosexuality is punishable by death, and all that is despicable. And it is true that the Iranian regime is much worse than Israel in that regard. But we're talking about peace, about threat to its neighbors. Now, Iran does not occupy the land of any neighboring country. And it's true that they're involved in this proxy war in Yemen between themselves and Saudi Arabia, backing up the Houthi minority there. Okay, and Saudi Arabia's deliberately caused famine there, and that's monstrous and deliberately attacked civilians many, many times. I'm not saying the Iranians haven't done things which are similar. Likewise, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps was there in Syria backing up Bashar al-Assad when Dr. al-Assad was the president of Syria, and that prolonging the civil war, and that was monstrous. We know that Assad carried out many, many massacres of his own people, used poison gas on them on countless occasions. Obviously, Russia provided with the gas. You can tell this is a Russian-manufactured gas. And Russia wielded its United Nations Security Council veto to shield their puppet from the consequences of his actions. So now, having said that, Syria is a sovereign state, so is Iran. And Assad, evil though he was the lawful ruler of Iran, of Syria, and he invited the Iranians in. So Iran can't say to have aggressed Syria, even though it was fighting for this very oppressive regime. It was by no means obvious that the alternative is better. The jury's still out on that one because it's of early days yet. Al-Shara has only been ruling for about a year. So there's no question that Israel is a greater threat to world peace. You know, threatening its neighbors, issuing death threats to Francesca Albanese, the United Nations Special Rapporteur for Human Rights in Gaza, and piracy on the high seas, kidnapping the Gaza aid flotilla when people are trying to bring humanitarian aid to Gaza, not allowing humanitarian aid trucks through, deliberately destroying humanitarian aid trucks. So Israel is at the very least an accessory to the murder of Palestinian civilians in the West Bank every single day. They're subjected to brutal racist violence when they're just humiliated. Their holy places are violated with racist graffiti written on the walls. Their farms are vandalized. Their houses are robbed. So it's just an endless orgy of racist violence perpetrated against disarmed people in the West Bank. So the case is unanswerable. It's an absolute slang dunk. There's a mountain of irrefragable evidence that Israel is a great threat to peace in the region. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, georgecalan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.